And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I have Martina Kurzer joining us this morning from Sitkins Against Family Violence to share with you the upcoming community training, which is happening September 17th through 21st. Welcome to Morning Edition, Martina.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say that the last day of the training is September 24th.
Ooh.
It goes starts on a Saturday and goes through a Saturday. And another important item is, fact is that it's a free training.
Okay. For all members of the community who might be interested in growing awareness around topics of domestic violence, family violence, let's talk a bit more about what this community training will help build with competencies and areas of awareness.
Yes, we know that about every other woman in town has experienced some form of interpersonal violence or abuse. So if I say violence, many people think beating and battering. However, when we say violence, we also mean every other form that abuse can show itself. And that can be emotional abuse, verbal. It can be economical. It can be, of course, sexual. And there are other, you know, other indicators that show, that can show us as friends and family members, neighbors, that somebody is living in an unhealthy relationship. Because we hear that again and again when victims and survivors come into to our office and ask for services, that, yeah, but I wasn't in a violent relationship. He never beat me. And yes, you were. And so I think as community members, we can learn to see and recognize the signs. And then we can encourage our friends who suffer from unhealthy relationships and in unhealthy relationships to act in a way that is safe for them and their children and their pets.
So this training is happening over the course of 8 days. What are some of the session topics?
We start with an introduction and history of violence against women and the dynamics of domestic abuse. We call it DV 101. And in the afternoon of the first Saturday, we have a brilliant presenter who will talk to us about the very specific situations that Alaskan Native victims find themselves. So particularly for those like you and me who moved to Sitka, everything surrounding Native history and culture is a mystery. And if you're interested, you learn it quickly. But many people don't really want to go there. And however, it is really important to see how things are considered and how to listen to the language of our Alaska Native friends and coworkers. And they have different priorities in their lives. And we need to know what that is, and we need to really know where they get their strength, and so that we can support them according to their culture and their needs.
Okay, so looking at Alaska Native cultures, specifically Tlingit, looking at how do we respectfully and appropriately engage with individuals around issues of trauma. Also looking at intergenerational trauma or multi-generational trauma.
Exactly, because many of us are very, I mean, we live in our, how do I say that politically correct, in our white middle class bubble and really don't see the hurt and the pain around us. And this is an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity.
We are also taking a look specifically at kids and their experiences of trauma and how to engage with them.
Absolutely. We have two sections here. One is focused on adverse childhood experiences and how they show themselves and what they do to children in situations of domestic abuse. And we have another unit here, another section that is all about the effect of domestic violence and domestic abuse on children and what it really means to children when they witness their fighting parents. And fighting parents often say, oh, there's the baby. It doesn't matter. The baby doesn't realize or recognize what's going on. But surprise, surprise, particularly infants are super vulnerable to crises among their parents. And it shows later in some, you know, dysfunctional toddlers and kindergartners. So there is a lot of interesting material that I think we can all try to understand in order to make our community a better community.
You also have a number of sessions dedicated to the legal aspect of advocacy and...
Yes, we are very blessed in Sitka that we have Christine Pate here. She is a lawyer and she is the pro bono coordinator or program director of the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. She trains lawyers to be pro bono advocates for survivors and represent them in court. So that's... it's fantastic that we have her. She's also a brilliant presenter.
So you're hoping essentially that everyone will come down to this training. You're also thinking about the gatekeepers, those folks who are on the front lines of interacting with individuals who might experience violence in their lives. You're looking at partners and you're just looking at neighbors and family members and friends and coworkers. Everybody.
Yes, ideally, but of course we cannot accommodate everyone. But there are, I mean, we all know them, the survivors of abuse and violence. We all know them, and it's a good time now to open our eyes and ears and look at that. And you mentioned the term gatekeeper. Yeah, there are those who are more likely to encounter the teachers and the staff at the school district, their medical providers, nurses, emergency responders, and those, you know, those agencies could at least send one. So that's what we hope for, one person to, you know, to get a little bit, get themselves in the issue, be brave.
So these sessions looks like you have a variety of presenters, so it looks like it's going to be dynamic. There's a lot going on. It's free. You can come to any session that you want. You don't have to attend all of them.
Oh, thanks for mentioning that. Yeah, because these are not fun issues to be about. We say come to one and get your toe in the cold water and see how it is. We are in a very sheltered and safe environment at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall, 408 Marine Street. That's a beautiful space. So there's nobody watching. It's very confidential. The entrance is in the back. There's a parking lot in the back. Nobody will see you get in and out anywhere. So that's a beautiful, wonderful space for this kind of training.
Okay, the Safe Community Training is happening the 17th through 24th at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall. You can call 747-3370 if you'd like more information. Any parting thoughts, Martina?
No. Thank you so much for providing this opportunity.
Of course. We've been speaking with Martina Kurzer with Sitkins Against Family Violence.